In one verse in the New Testament, we find the key to unlock the secret of the first century church. It was the matter of God's power. The matter of God's power. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." The power, where does it come from? It comes from the Lord. Where do we read it? Where do we see it? Where do we learn it? We learn it from His Word. We learn these truths right here. We read them. The Spirit gives us understanding, and we learn them. The Bible says in Acts 4:33 that the message preached to the first century church was a powerful message of a resurrected Savior. Proclaiming the power of His resurrection, we know very little of this great power that was so evident in the first century church. When was the last time one of us came up to a guy that hadn't walked since he was born and called him up? What power? What power? And these were just human beings. Called him up. "Mister, do you have a penny?" "No, but such as I have." And called him up and told him to walk too. Sitting there at the temple. What kind of power is that? That's the power that the Lord will give you and I, that He gave to the first century church, if we'll walk before Him. The power of the gospel is what? It's a resurrected Savior. The power of the gospel. It's a resurrected Savior. There's power in the gospel. Luke, turn with me to Luke chapter 24. Verse 49, Luke 24:49. Thank you for the ribbons. Luke 24:49. "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Endued with power from on high. The Lord Jesus commanded His followers to tarry in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. God told them not to attempt to do His work until they were filled with His Spirit. We must realize that we cannot do God's work unless we have His power. If we attempt to do His work without His power, we will fail. Philippians 3:10, "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection." That I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Second half of that verse, do I understand it? No. Would it be nice someday to be somewhere in my Christian life where I understood more of these things more? Yeah, it would be great. But right now, we're going to read them and learn them and ask the Lord to speak to us as far as the messages of them. The power of the gospel. It's a resurrected Savior. We must not be confused when considering the power of this first century church. We are not simply speaking of having powerful meetings. These were people who were filled with God's power. Follow with me in the book of Acts. This is my work Bible that you see in front of you. The reason I'm grabbing it it's a blessing to be at work. Brother Brian's attested to this. And you get opportunities to be able to read your Bible and while the lines are running and the company's making money, sometimes we can get some time and follow along with me as I read some passages out of the book of Acts. Kelly, if I have not stopped by 25 till, stop me. Follow along with me as I read Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Down to verse 10. What we're going to look at here is we're going to look at examples where the power of God was very evident and given through mankind. Chapter 1, verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Of course, this is the Lord leaving, and then the angels coming. Chapter 2, verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 8. And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? There was power there. Verse 24. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. And that is, of course, Jesus Christ, victorious over death. Verse 41, then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Chapter 3, verse 2, and a certain man, lame. Get older, it's hard to see. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask him alms of them that entered in. And then down in verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Chapter 4, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. Again, we're looking at examples of the power. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. Verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. Peter had boldness to stand up in front of the rulers and proclaim Jesus Christ. He had the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 10, be it known unto you and all, that, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole. Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Verse 34, neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land and houses sold them and bought the prices of the things that and brought the prices of things that were sold. Chapter 5, verse 5. And Ananias, hearing the words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon them all. And this is, of course, where they were selling everything. Everybody was selling everything. He decided, he and his wife sold the house and lied about it, came in and brought a false price and died right there, lied to the apostles, died right there. His wife came in verse 15, insomuch that they brought, verse 10, then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost, and the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, and buried her by her husband. Verse 15, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow them. What power! Verse 19, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth. Verse 23, saying, the prison truly found we shut with safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. These were people keeping these prisons. You lose your prisoner, they die. They kill you, you lose your prisoner. These were serious people. Their prisoners were gone. They thought they were in there. The power of the Holy Spirit came and took them. Chapter 6, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Verse 10, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Verse 15, And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly, saw the face as it had been the face of an angel. Chapter 7, verse 55. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Man, what power. Chapter 8, verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles that he did. Verse 7. Unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with so, thank you, and that were lame were healed. Verse 18, and when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. This is obviously not Simon Peter. This is another guy that was there. And when he saw the power, he offered them money. I want that power. I want that power. He didn't understand it. Peter said, keep your money. Chapter 9, verse 3, chapter 9, verse 3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Verse 16, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my sake. Verse 40, but Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. This was a dead person. This person had been dead. These people were there. They were sad. Peter came and said, Tabitha, arise. Chapter 10, verse 3, Cornelius. He saw a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius, verse 4, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms have come up as a memorial before God. Cornelius was praying for help. Read on, verse 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Peter, they're coming. They're coming here that we're looking for you. Go out and greet them. Verse 45. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that of the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 11, verse 15. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. What a testimony. Not only the Jews could have the power of the Holy Spirit, the Gentiles also. Verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Chapter 12, verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off him at his hand. Here, Peter, chained to a guard on either side. Angel comes in the middle of the night, kicks him, says, get up. We got to go. Verse 10. When they were past the first gate and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth to the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Verse 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. Here, Herod. Herod, they called him a god. He did not give God the glory. And right then he died. Right then. And now, behold, verse 11, chapter 13, verse 11, And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind and not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist of darkness and went about seeking someone to lead him. Verse 30. But God raised him from the dead. Verse 37. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. This, of course, testimony to Jesus, that through this man was preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. Verse 44. And the next day came almost the whole city to hear the word of God. Verse 48, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Chapter 14, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together to the synagogue, the Jews, and so spake a great multitude, both of Jews and also of Greeks, believed. There was power. People were saved. Many people were saved. Verse 3, long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Verse 10, said with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. And he leaped up and walked. People that hadn't walked. Verse 20, howbeit as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas unto Derbe. Chapter 16, verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Verse 18, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Verse 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Verse 33, and he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and baptized them, and all his straightway. Salvation came that night to the jailer, came to his family, came to all of his. Chapter 17, verse 4, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. Verse 6, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren into the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither unto us. They turned the world upside down with the gospel, with the message of a resurrected Savior. Verse 11, these were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Verse 12, therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. Verse 23, for I passed by, and behold, your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Paul, standing here with power in Mars Hill, preached unto them. Verse 34, howbeit certain men clave unto him, believed, among the which was Diogenes and Areopagite, sorry on those names, and a woman named Demaris, and others with them. Folks believed. The power came and they believed. Chapter 18, verse 4. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and he persuaded Jews and Greeks. The gospel had power. The gospel had power. 18, verse 8. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Verse 24, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus, verse 26, and began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. He had heard of the baptism of John, and they were telling him more. Verse 27, when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come helped them, and many had believed through grace. Chapter 19, verse 6. Thank you. The power of God was there. It was present. They saw it every day in their lives. It was at their hands. The power was there. Read the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts and see that power. And look to see if you and I can't have that power in our lives, because it's certainly available. It's certainly available to us. Why was it available to them? Because they had hearts that sought after God. They had hearts that sought after God. You and I need to seek after the Lord. Where am I at in my lesson? I see it. We need God's power, not just in our church assembly, but also as we witness throughout the week, in our homes, in our jobs, in our daily lives. We must have God's power to accomplish his work in a way that brings glory to him. We need to walk in the power of the Spirit. We need to walk in the power of the Spirit more this week than we did last week. We need to make sure each day that our intent, that our purpose is to walk in the Spirit. That we have that intent. We don't just wake up and do the things that we do. We wake up and we think, Lord, what is it you want out of me today? What is on my mind when I'm at work? What's on my mind at my job or wherever, or being a mom? What's on my mind? I've never had a busy mind like a mom has. I just have one like a worker has. And there's time in there for the Lord to work in my heart. What is our intent? Are we intent on understanding the power of the resurrected Savior? The power of the first century church was not about how they performed or what their strategy might have been. The power of the first century church rested entirely upon their dependence and allegiance to God in the person of his indwelling Spirit. Physical power, financial power, mental power are all poor substitutes for the power of the Holy Spirit. Unless we are persuaded of our absolute need of God, moment by moment, day by day, we are never going to have the power to witness to the lost. The person of the Holy Spirit indwells every believer. John 14, turn with me to John 14, 16 and 17. John 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Our lives must be given to him. Are we living day by day in such a way that we personally witness God's power and his Holy Spirit demonstrated in our lives? In the box, or have we learned how to live without the Holy Spirit? Three things. He changed their speech, he gave them courage, and he gave them wisdom. He changed their speech. As we look at the lives of the first century Christians who lived in the power of the Holy Spirit, we notice that God changed their speech. They talked about Jesus Christ. They used their speech to bring glory to him. In Acts 2:14, turn with me to the book of Acts. We'll have a couple of references there. Acts 2:14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. Peter here preaching. We read of Peter lifting up his voice and preaching Jesus Christ. We read also of Stephen and of Philip and of Paul and many others who spoke boldly about the Lord Jesus, God changed their speech. He gave them courage, Acts 4:13. Turn the page over to Acts 4:13. Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. Acts 4:13. The religious leaders recognized the boldness of Peter and John. From where did this courage come? They received it from the Spirit of God. When we are cowardly concerning our faith, it is an indication that we are not living in the power of the Spirit. And then lastly, he gave them vision. When the first century church was filled with the Holy Spirit, they realized they were to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Christ. When we truly know something of the power of the first century church, our vision will be so enlarged that we will see that all people need the gospel. He gave them a vision. You and I need a vision. We need a vision of hell. We need a vision of our friends in hell, our co-workers in hell. We need that vision. Why? So we take the gospel to them. The power of the resurrected Christ. We enjoy that power. We need to take it to others. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we see the power here in the book of Acts. Lord, given to men and women that walk holy before you. Lord, we pray that you'd give us an understanding of what that is. Lord, might we realize that it's no magical, mystical thing. It's walking with a personal God in the person of the Holy Spirit. Lord, might we take to the lost this resurrected Savior. Might we live in the truths of the power of your word. Might people see that power in our lives and be changed, Christians as well as non-saved. Lord, we thank you for the folks coming. Lord, we didn't go over memory verses. We didn't do a lot of the normal things. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to continue to work on our memory verses. Lord, that we can honor you. Lord, that we can be effective witnesses. Lord, we pray for our pastor right now as he's traveling between these two churches. We pray for safety on the road. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would again speak to our heart in the next meeting. Again, Lord, we thank you for these folks. We thank you for them being here. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much for coming today.
Uh-oh. Do you know how to work this thing? Because it's flashing between two things, date and time.